Welcome to the Stone Age Podcast, your one-stop stoner shop for everything video games, movies, TV shows, and pop culture. I'm your host, Devin. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Second episode, here we go. It's been a while. I apologize to my estimated 6 listeners. Today is February 20th, 2021. But in 1985, the Irish government defied the Catholic Church and approved the sale of contraceptives, birth control. Sounds like a win. Sounds like a loss for the church. Got them. But yeah, I'm back. I've got a job, so I don't feel like shit anymore, and I feel motivated to do this. So I'm doing it. I'm back. I hope my 6 listeners appreciate this. I'm back. The return of the century. The return of the century. Some new things going on. Got a new job. My old job burned down to the ground. And so, yeah, I got a new one. I'm going to be a cashier at a grocery store. So, that'll be fun. I am a little disappointed because, you know, everybody know that, you know, COVID is happening. We're in the middle of a pandemic. But with that brings certain complications to my personality and how I conduct myself on the job. I'm a flirt. You know, if a beautiful girl is going to come up to my register, I'm going to tell her. Be like, yo, what up, beautiful? How can I help you today? You know what I mean? But it's, the way I like to put it is, how do I know what that mouth do if I can't even see it? Because it's covered with a mask. Plus, you know, everybody, you know, we're supposed to be staying 6 feet apart and all of that. So who really wants to get close to anybody new? I don't know where you've been. I don't know what diseases you got. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as COVID's done, man, I'm going to be out there smashing it, killing it. I got with me here Coca-Cola with coffee. And I'm on the fence, really on the fence about it. I mean, it's exactly what you think. It tastes like somebody brewed up some coffee, put their usual cream and sugar in it, and just opened up a can of Coke and dumped that shit in there. I'm actually very curious to what has more caffeine, a Coca-Cola with coffee, Coca-Cola Energy, or just a regular Coke. I doubt it's the Coke. Coke definitely has the lowest amount of caffeine. But who wins between coffee and energy, Coca-Cola? Just took a drink of it. I can apologize for that. You guys, you deserve it. Because you're only 6 people. You should be like at least 12 by now. I only recorded 1 episode like 3 months ago. But I feel like it deserves a little bit more than 6 listeners. I'm thinking like maybe like 20,000 at the least. Think I'm worth that. I got a cat. Pretty sure that's new since the last episode. Her name's Angel. She's my little baby. She's simultaneously an angel and just a terror at the same time. So that's fun. She's sitting in the corner right now. She might come over and start making some noise. Also, speaking of noise, apologize if the quality's bad. Heater's on, heating the house. And at first I wasn't going to record this, but I was like, fuck it. I haven't recorded one in a while. I don't give a shit if the sound quality's bad. This is only my 2nd episode, bitch. I'm going to crush it in like 5 years from now, probably. Hopefully sooner, but who knows. I'm still on noise quality. I know in the first episode, there was a couple complaints about vaping. There's a lot of vaping going on, you know, a little distracting. Bunch of crackling in the background every once in a while. And to that, I respond with, That sweet, sweet nicotine, man. Can't get enough of it. Can't get enough. I'm sure you guys have seen it. Maybe you haven't, but those anti-smoking ads, whatever, the Truth or whatever they're called, they actually got a good marketing campaign going on right now. They've got a number you can text to help you with quitting vaping. And I like that. I've been thinking about texting a couple times because, you know, I started off with cigarettes. And, you know, I moved out, you know, started buying some cigars, you know. And eventually went on to vaping. I quit vaping like 3 times. Quit smoking cigarettes like 3 times. But I gotta say, nicotine has quite the hold on me. Quite the hold. And I don't like that. I don't like anything having that kind of power over me. Speaking of power over me, one thing that had a lot of power over me was Rocket League. And for the people that don't know, Rocket League is a physics-based multiplayer game. And the whole concept is you play soccer, but with rocket-powered cars. It's very dope. And in my lifetime, I would say I've put anywhere from $300 to $400 into that game. You know, I'll say it. Fully on the record, I've put enough money into Rocket League to buy a PlayStation 5 right now. And I probably would take that trade. Because Rocket League sucks now. I've been talking to my friends privately about this for quite some time. But Rocket League sucks ass now. I mean, core gameplay, still amazing. Still love it. It's so fun and addicting. I'll never uninstall that game. But what does suck is when they went free to play, they just started robbing us. The players that have been backing the game, supporting the game for years, they just fucked us right in the ass, man. And this is how they did it. Give you a little bit of context. Before it went free to play, every time you leveled up, you got an item from a separate item pool than like the paid for items, that like the new item shop. And before that, they had crates you could open up for 99 cents. And now you don't get shit for leveling up. Every once in a while, you'll get a blueprint for an item that costs money to unlock. And also in the seasonal events for holidays like Chinese New Year, Christmas, Halloween. Last year's Halloween and Christmas events were just reused items that they'd already come out with in one way or another. Like for Halloween, it was all Ghostbusters themed. I bought the Ecto-1 car, the car from the Ghostbusters movie, back when there was paid DLC in the game. Now it's just the item shop, and they've got like a bundle that you can buy for, there's a starter bundle for $5, and there's like a premium bundle for $20. And so I bought the Ghostbusters pack, and most of the items in the Halloween event were items that I already purchased, that I spent real money on, and now they're just giving it away for free to everyone, which is cool. I'm all for that. I would love if everyone had the items that I have. I've got some pretty dope items that I spent a lot of money on. The other thing that they've been really screwing us over with is now when you do get an item, they have guaranteed drops, basically, and through the free three... Can't talk. From the free part of their battle pass, they call it the Rocket Pass, which you have to pay $10, and then there's tiers, and as you play the game, you unlock tiers and progress, and you get items that are only in that pass, but there's a free part of it. You don't have to pay money, and there's a couple items in there, but there's also guaranteed drops. And it starts out as it's a guaranteed uncommon. It could be a rare or a very rare. It only goes up 2 rarities. And then it eventually becomes a rare. And then there's a couple very rare guaranteed drops, which you have the chance of getting an import or an exotic, which is where that's where the money's at. Those guaranteed drops, it's all items. All items. Even previous items. I'm getting kind of a little off track, but I'll edit this and make it sound better or whatever. I don't know. I don't care. Eh, fuck it, man. Fuck Rocket League. I'm done with it, boy. I mean, I'm not done with it. I'll probably play it again, but that's fine. That's fine. I got a shout out to my boy Marcel. Let me use that Peacock subscription so I can watch my favorite show, The Office, again. That show, man, you know, it's just a combination of the comedy, the romance, and just like the overall just show about a boring office. Like, we've all had a boring job that we just hated, but there's good parts there, you know? Just because you hate the job doesn't mean, you know, everybody you work with is a piece of shit, or there's not a single ounce of joy in your day. You know, like, little things, like, maybe a stocking. I had one job where I was just stocking shelves with products and stuff, and doing the seasonings. It was just easy, manual labor. You know, it passed the time. I could waste, like, an hour stocking up all the seasonings, and I didn't mind it, you know? Stuff like that, you know? What else could we talk about? Huh. PewDiePie. Came out with a diss track for Cokomelon. For you that don't know, PewDiePie's been in a couple wars. You know, like World War I, World War II. Pretty sure he was in Vietnam. But more recently, he's been getting into rap battles. I've been getting... he did a diss track on T-Series. That really blew up. Because they're getting close to him in subscriber count. So, you know, he had to fucking shut their bitch ass down. And then Cokomelon, which I guess is like, it's for little kids, basically. But there's a lot of little kids in the world that watch the same video like 200 times and still enjoy it. So they're getting up close to him. So he did a diss track on it. And it's pretty edgy. Like, he's got kids in the video, and he's, like, swearing and shit, and, like, at one point, he's like, your dog didn't go to heaven, or the farm, or something, it's dead in the yard. Yeah, it's a good diss track, don't get me wrong, but, YouTube removed it because of bullying. Yeah, one man bullied a whole fucking company, so you gotta take that shit down. So stupid, man. It's not even that good of a diss track compared to, like, the T-Series one or Bitch Spaghetti. Yeah. I know what I did. I said the wrong thing there. If you're not a PewDiePie fan, you don't even know. You don't even know. Back into Jedi the Fallen Order, which is a Dark Souls-like game. Basically, there's your young Padawan, and you go through these pretty large maps, and the game's very difficult with the combat. I'm playing it on the highest difficulty right now in Holy. Every encounter with any enemy, I've just got to be careful. I mean, there's still weaker ones that, you know, just two swipes of a saber, and they're done. They're toast, cut in half, dead. If I'm not careful, even with those weak ones, they get a couple hits in me, that's half my health. And you only have so many health packs that you get that you can use, and they're precious. You need those. Because the only way that you can heal and replenish your health packs and your health is by meditating at these spots that are scattered around the map. But every time you rest at one of those, it does give you full health, but it also respawns all enemies. Which can really put you in a sticky situation. You could be halfway through a map and you need that health, man. So you go and you meditate, you rest up. But now you got enemies behind you. You got enemies in front of you. Any single path you take, there's going to be enemies. But that game is chef's kiss. I just did a chef's kiss. It's so good. So damn good. Like, it really just makes you feel like a Jedi. Like, you start out with, you know, your standard, you know, lightsaber. And then eventually you unlock the ability to get the double-sided lightsaber like Darth Maul. And then towards the end, you get the ability where you can split it. And just, like, have basically two lightsabers. One in each hand. And then you can, like, fluidly switch between all three styles and make me want to stop recording this podcast and just game. Let's see what time we're at. Might kind of want to cut this one short, especially since the heat turned back on. And I know you guys are hearing that. All right. You know, I think this is good. I think it's a good place to end it, so I'm going to do... Thank you for listening to the Stone Age Podcast. A good friend of mine suggested a great idea that I ask a question at the end of every episode. And here is his question. If you had all the cum that you've cummed in your entire life in a bucket in front of you, how big would that bucket be?